This is episode 1153. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down. And when you slow down, you tap into the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And the techniques are always customized around a theme we explore in depth for a week. And our theme this week is how to snap out of a bad mood. And in yesterday's episode, you discovered the scientific evidence on how slowing down does indeed help you to tap into your higher brain functioning. And in today's episode, you're going to discover a way to help you conquer fatigue. There's a lot of research out there showing how lack of sleep or poor quality sleep contributes, of course, to fatigue, depression, illness, poor productivity, you name it. In fact, fatigue or lack of sleep has been a culprit in several of the more recent ecological disasters, such as the nuclear accidents at Chernobyl and Five Mile Island, and recent studies show Fukushima. The engineers and employees there were incredibly fatigued, working long hours and doing this for extended periods of time. And this, it was determined, contributed to these horrendous accidents, as well as the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Again, fatigue, a lack of sleep was one of the culprits. So what about in your own life? How has fatigue contributed to your bad mood? When you consider the kind of sleep and the quality of sleep you get on a regular basis, you might want to also consider tracking your sleep. Do it for about 2 weeks and see if there are some patterns. And when you notice that you're up reading your messages, Googling right before you go to sleep, watching the news, your quality of sleep may not be the greatest, especially the exposure to the blue light from these devices. Or think about how working till all hours of the day and night may contribute to stress and no release from feeling as though you have to keep going and going and going and working and being productive. Allow yourself times to relax. And meditation, of course, is one of the best ways to do that, as is movement, exercise, moving your body. If you can give yourself movement every day and meditation every day, I think that these two habits can become incredibly valuable to your whole life, as well as to helping to improve your sleep. So for the technique today that you can do as you meditate, I have a mudra to share with you that can help you conquer fatigue. This is a powerful mudra. If you're not really sure what a mudra is, I challenge you to try something new today as you meditate. A mudra is a way you hold your hands and you activate a corresponding region in your brain when you do this. And for the mudra today, it's called the Shivalinga Mudra. And this is a mudra that helps you to reduce tension and fatigue, especially chronic fatigue. And if you don't choose to do the mudra, you can still do the visualization portion that I'll be sharing with you. So to do this Shiva Lingra Mudra, as you're seated, getting ready to meditate, or even you might be out walking around, you might be waiting in line at the grocery store, you can do this mudra right then and there. You'll use both your hands and place your hands at your abdomen and keep your elbows pointed outward and kind of forward as you do this mudra. Now, you can always head over to my Facebook page. There I always leave a photo of the mudra. So you'll see a photo of the Shiva Lingra mudra there. The Facebook page is called Sip and Om. So it's not called the Daily Meditation Podcast. It's called Sip and Om. S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M. Sip, just like you're sipping tea, and Om, O-M. So you'll see a photo of this mudra there. You might want to take a look. Some mudras are easier to explain than others. This one, though, I think if you consider your hands as a mortar and pestle, it helps you to visualize what this mudra looks like. So you're going to place your right hand in a fist and then extend your right thumb upward. And think of this, your right hand, as a pestle. And then your left hand is going to cup with your palm upward and your fingers tightly held together as if your left hand is a bowl or a mortar. You're going to hold your right hand. And then you're going to visualize a stress that you have in your life, ongoing stress that contributes to your bad mood. And you're going to visualize this stress as a pebble just being tossed into your left hand. So the mortar of your left hand. And then you're gently going to grind it with your right hand, visualizing yourself grinding it to stone. Now you can actually do this, as I mentioned, as you hold your hands in this position, or simply visualize yourself tossing your stress into a mortar and being ground away to dust with a pestle. Again, you'll visualize another stress, tossing it into your left hand, gently grinding it slowly with your right hand, the pestle. And toss in as many pebbles of stress, tension, fatigue as you want. And then, after you've ground them up, slowly, gently, evenly, then open up the fingers of your left hand, and you can visualize this sand and dust that's been ground up, your stress, sifting through your fingers, being released. This is a powerful visualization. It's a powerful mudra. Try it. I dare you. And meditate after you do the technique, sitting in stillness, just absorbing the effects, simply being for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. And if you'd like a little more support, where you're guided in a half hour full meditation, where you can break off at the 15-minute point if you like, and access to over 1,000 guided meditations, you can try out for 2 weeks free my subscription membership site at my website, which is very soon turning into an app, very soon, within a few weeks. And so you would get automatic access to that. And that is at my website, which is at sipandom.com, S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M. And you get a journal with each week's series. So this week's journal is a bad mood journal, as well as a guide with all the techniques organized nicely for you. So there you have it, a way for a little more support, But don't forget to do what you're sitting there getting ready to do right now. Go at your own pace. Always honor where you are on your meditation journey. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.